You know those things that everybody does, but nobody really talks about because you don't do it often enough that it comes up?
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's see how many of those we all share. Are you ready?
Ready. Okay.
Yeah.
The first one is when you hit your elbow on the desk or something and you hit that soft spot just behind the bone, the funny bone area, but you hit it so hard that your entire nervous system glitches.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You turn into Wicker Man.
Mm-hmm.
It's a funny way to put it, but yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
How about the one too many?
Huh? One too many? What's that mean?
I don't know.
When someone says something to you, you go, what'd you say?
Oh. Huh?
Oh, that's the worst. Huh?
And then after, how many do you do before you go, oh.
Two.
Two?
Yeah, I think it's, what was that? I'm sorry, one more time?
I think I do three.
And then it's, all right, chief.
Yeah, it depends.
And they're asking you a question like, what do you want for dinner? And I'm like,
It depends on who it is and how much it matters.
Yep.
If it's somebody at a bar and I can't hear them, I just go, yeah, all right. And then I give up.
Yeah.
If it's like that happened to me yesterday, I was asking somebody something. We were talking and like, what? And I had to leave for it. And I go, honestly, I still don't know what you just said. I can't figure it out. Said it again. I go, oh, okay. Now I hear you.
But yeah, if you're at a bar, you'd do it like a Japanese tourist. Oh,
there should be something that we can all do to acknowledge that, where people aren't offended or anything like that. Like, you should just be able to put your hand up and make some kind of hand signal so that makes the person aware, like, oh, they still don't know what I'm saying, but it's all good.
I just say that flat out. Actually, when we were in Wyoming for filming the show, somebody had introduced themselves. And I thought he said Jim at first. And I said, Jim. And he goes, no, Jeb. And I was like, Jen? What are you? And he goes, no. And he said it again. And I go, oh, Jeb. And he said, no. And he says his name again.
Jed.
And I was like, I am so sorry. I don't know if you're mumbling or if I'm deaf, because we'd been talking. It had been so loud. It was so much fun.
Yeah.
And he goes, Jed. And I said, oh, hey, Jed. Mm-hmm. Nice to meet you, bud. And at that point, he was like, I'm just going to say hey, bud, to everybody else. We're just trying to say my name. I pulled the Pan.
Yeah. No one's named Pan.
Yeah.
I've done that, though, where you're like, is your name this? No one's name is that ever. Yeah. Have you ever tried to download something, been told by your phone or your device that there is low storage space, and then deleted an app or something similar that you had never actually used that you had downloaded before?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yes.
Okay, so we're all three for three.
Yep.
Yeah, definitely.
Have you ever reread your own post on social media just because you thought it was awesome and you wanted to read it?
Yes.
Yeah. I'll go back and edit posts that I posted years ago.
Me too.
You will?
Yeah, if I see that there's a grammatical error or something like that.
Or if it sounds stupid now.
Yeah, I'll go back and edit the error just so I don't look stupid, even though nobody has seen that in 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that makes sense. Have you recently, let's say in the last year, blown your nose on a fast food napkin that you put in your glove box just in case you needed something to blow your nose in?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if I need to blow my nose in my car, I'll find whatever is in there that isn't something I'm wearing, hopefully.
Mm-hmm. Are we supposed to be, is that bad? Or am I supposed to be ashamed of this or something?
Okay. No, just it's like there's no one talks about it, and why would you?
Yeah.
Just stuff people do.
What about, okay, let's say you have an appointment at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon or 2 o'clock in the afternoon on a day you're not working. You spend the whole day waiting for that appointment?
Yes.
Dreading it.
Yeah. That's why when I had jobs where I worked different shifts, like my first jobs at grocery stores and stuff like that, I hated 2 to 10, 1 to 9, 3 to 11, because I would get up in the morning and be sitting there like, well, I got to go to work and checks watch 7 hours. What am I going to do with my life? Nothing else would I do that, but it was, I don't like it.
I don't. Yeah, I hate mid-afternoon things because I will do that. I go, there's no time to start this now.
Hello, Maitland.
Hi.
Oh, hey, mate.
Oh, you got your overslept hat on?
Uh-huh.
Your tub of Celsius just like me?
Yes. Is that a question, a statement?
Yeah. No, we're just welcoming you and including you in the conversation. It was neither a question nor a statement, I suppose.
Thank you. What are we talking about?
You weirdo.
Well, what else? How's everybody doing?
We're talking
We're doing great.
Yeah.
We're talking about things everyone experiences, but no one mentions. Like walking into a room where everybody's in the middle of a conversation and you try to be cool.
Yeah.
Relatable?
That's very.
Yeah. Let's see. What about when you show someone a movie or a TV show that you think is great, and then you don't watch the TV show with them, you just watch their face to make sure they're enjoying it the amount that you assumed they would. Mm-hmm. And if they show even the slightest bit of disinterest, you're super disappointed in them.
Yes. There have been so many times where I'm like, well, you have to get kind of like to the second episode.
You're just
learning the characters right now. And I've had some successes with that, but sometimes not.
I just feel bad. I'm like, well, I recommend something they don't like. No.
That is, yeah, because then you're like, oh, well, now it's my fault.
Yeah.
No, it's on them. It's on them for not having the same sense of humor as you.
Yeah. I really need somebody in here to start watching The Last of Us because I have no one to talk to about this.
I don't want to.
Ugh.
No, thanks.
It's so good.
Yeah. I'm watching other stuff.
And also the new Handmaid's Tale, I was like, oh my God, it just dropped. And my roommate was like, girl, it's been out since April.
The finale is like this weekend, right?
I was like, everybody's making such a big deal about it. Yes, it's finally back. And then I realized, oh, wait, it's been back.
I'm waiting till it's done to start watching this season. But also, I was trying to wait for a time where I wanted to be more depressed. That is a hard watch. I'm sure I've done this. But I had never heard the term before. Have you ever gotten a temporary snack? Anybody know what that is?
What? I don't know. No, I don't know what that means.
You go to the cupboard or the pantry, wherever you keep all your snacks.
Yeah.
And you eat a snack that's called your temporary snack while you figure out what to snack on.
Oh, yeah.
I hear that all the time. Mine is a giant container of Costco peanuts.
I was going to say peanuts is a common one for me.
I just grab one and a handful of that, and then I'll go, do I want anything else? What else is in here? And then it's very common for me to have a series of temporary snacks at the same time.
What else? What else are some things that happens to everyone that no one thinks happens to anyone else?
I think for women, when you get hairs that fall out and they go in your butt crack,
and then
you pull them out in the shower and it feels kind of nice.
Yeah, you floss your butt cheeks.
Yeah. You pull it out and you're like, well, I didn't hate that.
I had never heard that until my wife mentioned it before.
Yeah.
Because I've always had short hair, so it didn't mean anything.
Yeah, the rogue shower hair where you're like, how'd that get there?
Yeah. You can't just plant them.
No.
Mm-mm.
It has to be there naturally. No, otherwise, it's not the same. What about, Maitland, you kind of experienced it just now. Someone just sent this in. When you walk into a group and everyone has just been shown a picture, but you're like, I want to see it. And you go, hey, let me see. And then you see them on the look on their face as they dig their phone back out and scroll back to the photo they just showed everyone else. And they're not really mad because they enjoyed showing it to people. But at the same time, you feel like a douche.
Or when like you're already in the room and they're showing a couple people, but they don't show you. And then you're afraid to ask because you're like, did you not want to show me? Am I being left out of this intentionally? Mm-hmm. Am I overthinking this? Should I ask? And then by the time you thought it through, it's like, I'm not going to say anything.
Well, then you feel like a kid because you're like, can I see?
Yeah, exactly.
Let me see it.
What's that?
Yeah.
Totally. Eating alone in school. Wow, I'm self-conscious. This is miserable. Eating alone at work. This is the most relaxing part of my day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's crazy how that changes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, if I had known in high school how much I would like staying home later in my life, I could have leaned into it then. Those times when because everybody had that time when you're like, everybody else is doing stuff and nobody invited me.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. And then you beat yourself up about it. This is the nostalgic regret it's referred to. It's 1999 or 1989 or 1979. Spotify and iTunes aren't even words that you understand what they would be.
Mm-hmm.
You've just spent $15 on an album of 12 songs, and you like the two that they've played on the radio, and the rest are completely different.
I can think of two albums right off the top of my head.
Really?
There was a Tom Petty album called Highway Companion. I was like, I'm going to love this, and I like, I think, two songs on it. And then there was one, it was... Everyone was super into Dave Matthews Band in the late 90s.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried so hard to get into Dave Matthews Band. And then I bought, I think it was a live album with Tim Reynolds or something.
Oh, yeah, that is apples and oranges.
I know that one.
It was so bad. I was so pissed that I bought it.
I had to go see Tim Reynolds and Dave Matthews at First Union in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And sat about as far away as possible. And I was one of two people in the arena not getting high actively at the show. Yeah. And the only person in our section asked by the usher, are you smoking weed? But no, but everyone else is. What are you doing?
I used to love getting a CD and listening to it in the order of the tracks, because that's changed so much once you could download any song you wanted, because then you could go to the album, download all of it if you wanted to off of iTunes or if you were stealing it from Napster or whatever. But you didn't have to listen to it in order. You could shuffle suddenly. And I used to love listening to it. And then there were songs, too, that you thought, I don't like this. But then a month later, it pops up, and suddenly it's a jam.
Well, and
like,
I think,
oh, this is a good song.
Kelly, to your point, I think that happened more when you would listen to the whole album.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm thinking of an album right now where the first time I played it, I'm like, oh, my God, I hate this song. The first time it had some catchy, like, lyrical hook that I'm like, this is just cheesy. And then I fell in love with that, ended up being my favorite. So, but for a long time, I'm like, I got to skip this. Mm-hmm. I think that I've tried to get back into the habit of listening to the album as the artist put it together.
Yes.
When I find a new artist or a new album.
Yes.
Because I think you're absolutely right. That is such a different experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's hard to appreciate otherwise.
It's why I still often will get stuff on Amazon or Prime or whatever. And I'll download the digital, but I opt for the actual CD to still be sent to my house. I like listening to things in order, and I know I can do that digitally, but I like the physical.
Me too.
I like the album artwork.
Me too.
I like possessing something, because I remember when I found out, like, years ago with Apple iTunes, you'd have stuff, and even stuff you owned that you'd put on your own computer, they could just randomly delete it if they wanted to. And I go, I don't think I like this. So then I go, I'm going to own my stuff.
Yeah.
Nobody's taking this from me.
No one's going to take your CDs.
No.
No one's going to want your CDs.
No, nobody's going to want them, but they can't take my music.